and welcome to this podcast on writing resumes using ONET information. This is Dr. Janet Wall, Senior Trainer for ONET Academy, on behalf of the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment, and Training Administration. Today we have with us resume writing expert Robin Schwinger. Robin has been writing resumes since 2001, starting out as a contract resume writer for some of the leading resume writing organizations in the United States. She decided to start her own company, Robin's Resumes, to help job candidates bring value to their career marketing packages. Robin, welcome, and thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Janet. I appreciate being asked to share my use of the ONET system with other resume writers and job seekers, and I am pleased to share that and happy to be here.
Well, Robin, you have been writing resumes for several years now and just started a new business. Can you tell me a little bit about your new business and the kinds of clients that you tend to work with?
I have a resume writing business in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and I work with two different types of clientele. My first clientele are people that are local in the Atlanta area, which I obtain through networking as well as through local advertising. And these are clients with all levels of resume requirements, from entry level through senior level business people and executives looking for jobs. I also have a second business, which I advertise specifically for job seekers looking for jobs in the federal government. I work with people from, again, from entry level all the way up to senior executive service. And I also look for clients and have worked with clients in the past who are transitioning from military service to civilian service, whether within the government or jobs outside the government.
Well, Robin, when we spoke, you indicated that ONET was of high value to you in your work. Can you talk to us a little bit in general about how you use ONET information? And then later on, we'll get into more specifics.
I use ONET for a couple of reasons. One reason is when I have a client who has difficulty telling me about the jobs that they have done, I go ahead and I use ONET to get more information about their jobs, especially if it's something that I haven't personally done or worked with clients for in the past. It helps me to identify tasks as well as keywords that are important for their jobs in order to be able to ask questions that will get me more information about what they did in order to write the resume, and in addition to help me actually write their resumes in order to have the proper keywords and information that employers look for when they're looking for good candidates for their jobs. I use ONET in a second way when I work with people transitioning from the military. By doing this, I'm able to equate jobs which may have very different names in military service to equivalent types of jobs within civilian job categories, so they will know what kind of jobs to look for, as well as to be able to use the duties and such that they used within their jobs to translate their jobs to civilian job when I write their resumes.
Well, it sounds to me like when you go to ONET, you use the crosswalk function, which uses the military occupational specialties and gives you the civilian equivalent. And that's really very useful to people. But with regard to the other parts of ONET and ONET Online, what parts do you find the most useful and helpful to you as you are building interview questions and writing resumes?
When I go to ONET, I go to online.onetcenter.org/find, and I look up job names and descriptions in order to be able to find more information about the tasks, duties, and keywords and skill sets used for each job. For example, I recently worked with a client who was in the federal service working as a transportation security screener. In that position, he was looking to go from that to a more senior level position within the federal government and the TSA agency. In order to do that, he needed to show experience that he had worked previously in the airline industry. He had previously worked as an airline cargo handler, but was unable to articulate the types of jobs and things that he did in order to work as a cargo agent. By using the ONET Center Find function, I was able to look up airline agent and find a job which was cargo and freight agents, which was what he was doing for the airline industry. By looking at the report that I found, by clicking on the cargo and freight agents job category, I was able to look up tasks. And I found out a whole list of tasks that he was doing in order to handle the cargo that was going on an airline, including bills of lading, invoices, all sorts of administrative information, and was able to ask him questions and found out that he was highly regarded and had actually gotten awards for doing that right now. So I thought that that was really exciting to help him. I also found out keywords that were important then not only to that job, but also to the promotion he was looking for within the TSA. So that was one example of how I used it, and I got feedback from him afterwards that he was successful in getting selected for an interview for the new job.
Oh, that's fantastic. And how about an example coming from the military?
I worked with a client who had been actually working in the front lines in Iraq in a tank. And this is a job where you're actually just running a tank and making sure that you can fight with it, shoot with it, or whatever. And he was very concerned how to take that and be able to use that to be able to translate that into a civilian job. I went on ONET and did a crosswalk search with the MOS that that job required, and I found out that that job required him to maintain tanks and also to go ahead and be able to read maps and types of things like that. And I was able to take that along with the requirements to be a mechanic and be able to use the skills both with the Army job of working in a tank along with the jobs in ONET to be a mechanic and be able to blend the two together to be able to redirect and make a resume that showed similar skills and skill sets for him to successfully transition into a mechanic's job.
Well, that's really great and really wonderful ways to use the ONET information. So, Robin, I really want to thank you for your insights and your experience and information and for sharing it with us. You've shown us several good ways to use ONET to transfer skills of a person from one occupation or career to another. You're helping job seekers, people who are looking for promotions and transition to other jobs, and also in career management. So I'm sure that people who are listening to this podcast have come away with new and creative ways to use ONET information. To all of your listeners, be sure to visit onetacademy.com and onetcenter.org for more information on the ONET system. Thanks very much for joining us, and I hope you're having a great day.